This is The Party with Serene
and Pearl.
Get it right, P-O-D-D-Y.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, it's the Trim Healthy Podcast. How was that? That was pretty
good.
It was pretty Danny. Awesome. I mean, it was like my best Danny impression.
I felt the energy.
You did?
But he would say something about ear holes, but you know.
I just figured I'd just get the essentials and then I'd cut it because he normally takes it too far. This is what's happening now. Love y'all.
Yeah. Leslie's usually having to bell Danny's introduction, right?
But we have part two with Mama and Dr. Z.
Yay!
In the house.
And Baby Z's in the house too.
I hope you guys listened to part one, which, you know what? I lie about part one because way, way back 3 years ago, we did part one and part two with you guys. Yep. So essentially that was part three, but we're sort of calling it part one. And we have little Ezekiel in here. He's 11 months and he's a little tired. This is their fifth baby. Yes. And but we thought, you know, we just can't start with our friends here because they're just such wells of information. We thought you know, their latest book, we were talking about this last party, is The Essential Oils Apothecary. And it's just a treasure trove, right?
Filled with knowledge and filled with practical do-it-yourself recipes, which gives you something to do with all that knowledge. It's just
essential
brilliant.
Oils, basically, is what these guys are the, I guess you're, because this, I was about to say, would you call yourselves the world's leading authority on essential oils? But maybe you really
I would call them that.
Yeah.
I would. They cut through the chase. There's so much misinformation about essential oils, even to some of the terms like therapeutic oils that, you know, can cover a lot of junk oils too. Tell us a little bit about that really quickly, because a lot of people think, well, I get therapeutic oils.
Marketing. It's brilliant, but it doesn't mean anything. Just because something might be called the food grade or therapeutic grade, it's an internal marketing slogan, but don't get caught up in it.
Yeah.
That's really the bottom line. But I'll say though, let's give credit where credit's due. These big companies, they spend millions of dollars getting their products tested. And hopefully, like we talked about last episode, is they post their batch specific report to let everyone know, like, hey, this is what's in it. And supposedly they are throwing away batches that get contaminated because when you harvest something to the fact that it goes out into, you guys know how many different hands touch things, right? Contamination's a big deal. So you give them credit because they spend a lot of time and money. And so they're like, hey, we have our own certification process. Boom, they put it on the label. No one monitors that. Just like CBD, just like supplements, the FDA, no third-party organizations monitoring. So you just got to find like you got.
Yeah.
Right. We trust you. We trust your products.
You got to trust your company.
And you got to trust the people.
And, you know, because, and then if someone gains your trust, they will keep your trust because, and they will move.
And your company, of course, if it's the selling dirt cheap bottles for like $3.50, obviously there's something, a problem. But then it doesn't have to break the bank either. You don't have to find the most expensive company to get a good oil, right? That's what I hear from you.
Exactly. You don't need to. But also, one reason why we did what we did in the book is we cover, I don't even know. How many oils did we talk about? Like a lot. Dozens.
You didn't count them?
No, I didn't. I counted the recipes. The publisher said, count the recipes.
Yeah.
But we cover extra amount of oils than we normally do because some people can't afford rose, like we mentioned, or jasmine, because it's $150 a bottle, but you can hopefully afford orange, which lemon. Is $5 or $10 for lavender. So what we do is you find what works for your budget. I think that's really important.
Well, not just your budget, but also we are individuals and, you know, what works for you doesn't work for me, you know, there's some general basics. And that's why when we do the recipes, we try to talk about those basics and give you a whole this oil does this and this oil does this and explain. But then that's just a springboard. I'm like you, write all over the book and like, you know, make it your own because this is only like a starting point, you know?
I
love that.
The uniqueness.
And I agree. I love that too. And of course, there's fantastical oils out there. But am I right in saying that the basics are pretty affordable for most households? You've got peppermint, lavender, lemon, orange, aren't they? I mean, there's probably some more basics too, but aren't they all kind of on the affordable list, those?
Absolutely. And then when you actually look at even some of the more expensive oils, when you look at per drop or like this or that recipe might have 2 drops, 3 drops, or, you know, a few more than that, then you're talking about cents on a dollar that you're going to use for a long time.
I ordered a bunch of oils and I still have a bunch of oils.
They last you, like saffron. Yeah. Do you include saffron in your food? It can be expensive, right?
Yes.
Right? And when you get a bottle, like a 15 milliliter bottle is roughly 250 to 300 drops. Right. And that goes back to why we want to dilute. That's why we go back to only three or four or five drops in a diffuser. That's why we go back to being wise. And quite frankly, being good stewards. I believe a lot of this is being good stewards and not being wasteful, because a little bit goes a long way.
Right. So true.
Something with, especially with something so potent.
Yeah.
And
the gifts of the earth.
So after last party, I'm so inspired to go make my, we talked about foresting. What's the term?
And no jumping, right, to this party. You got to go back and listen to that.
But what was the term we talked
about? Forest bathing.
Forest bathing. But I'm taking that into my home and I'm foresting my home because we're coming into the fall and the winter. And so maybe I can't get as outside as much as I can now, though I'm going to still try. I'm going to bring the outdoors in by diffusing oils. And
what oils do you think you want to use, though?
What oils do I think I'm going to use?
I got ideas.
Well, okay, well, you tell me, because I just go like Serene to the basics. I just go, you were saying diffuse clove. You told me clove because you said it is so potent to get the against the bugs and the viruses. Mm-hmm. But I love the smell of orange. Could I do clove and orange together?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Boy, I'm good.
And guess what? Y'all fans of oil pulling?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
I like, can't talk to my children half the time. I'll write it down on a piece of paper.
Why don't
I'm
you add a drop of clove
oil
and a drop of orange to your oil pulling next time?
Yeah. Or a drop just of the drop. Immunity blend and a drop of peppermint
to your oil pulling.
Uh-huh.
For new peeps in the room, it's an incredible detoxing to just, a teaspoon of coconut oil? Do you do more than a teaspoon? I just do a teaspoon.
I do like a teaspoon to a tablespoon.
Okay.
And really for every teaspoon, I like to do one drop of essential oil.
You have a bigger mouth than most, though.
You can
put your,
I just noticed that.
So for a small mouth bass, she's a large mouth bass.
So I like to actually use the little silicone ice trays and pre-make them and freeze them and
then fantastic.
Pop them out and just put them in like a Ziploc and keep them in the freezer.
Yes.
Because within a couple of minutes, they're going to completely go to liquid.
Now, how long do you keep the oil pulling in your mouth? Because that was what ruined me for ages. I heard that you have to do it for like a full 20 minutes or 10 minutes.
It's really they say 15 to 30 minutes. But if you think of it as...
Just do whatever you can.
If you think of it as doing mouthwash versus having oil swishing in your mouth, then it's different. So like in the morning, for instance, when I get up really early, then I know I'm going to, empty the dishwasher, put the clothes into the dryer. I have all these different things, which takes about 30 minutes. So I'm going to do the oil pulling to start. And then by the time I'm done, usually one of my kids gets up and, obviously I'm like, are you oil pulling? Yes, I'm oil pulling. So then I'm finally talking to them. Mm-hmm. And I think that helps because then you're not thinking about having oil swishing in your mouth.
Right, because you're concentrating. But can we say for new peeps in the room that it's not only detoxing, but it's incredible for removing the tartar from your teeth and everything. It's amazing.
And people might think oil pulling, like Serene, you make homemade sourdough bread from scratch. I don't. So I'm taking away things that I can take away from all this, and I can diffuse and I can rub things on my body. I'm probably not going to be oil pulling, but each to their own.
But
that's
remember,
why this is so unique, right?
For those who want to try the oil pulling, you spit it out at the end. You don't swallow. That's key.
And you don't spit it into your drain.
That's right.
Because we've had friends that have had hundreds of feet of pipe replaced in their home because under the earth, it's a lot. Remember, look at your coconut oil in the winter. It looks like a solid rock.
Yes.
And we don't want that solid rock in your pipes.
Yes.
Oh, that's so funny.
Spit it in a pot plant.
But anyway, we are talking again. But I thought last week was a long potty and we were just talking all, just the understanding and the why of essential oils and the how. But today I thought we should get specific because you guys have filled this latest book with recipes that, can help with conditions. They can help with, they can be your cleansers in your home. They're very easy and basic. And you, Mama Z, gave us beautiful gift bags.
Yes.
And they are recipes. And so I looked at them and you gave this beautiful, it's large. What would you call this, Serene? It's a tote, but it's an insulated tote.
Yes.
It's kind of like a large, between a cooler and a lunchbox.
Yes. We should just take a picture of it John and throw. But it is
it's for, embroidered. It is says for, Trim Healthy Mama on the top.
It is for one of you listeners. One of you is going to get this. And it is full of things. There's a diffuser in here. There's all.
Is the book in there?
Yes, the yes. book. There's oh so God. Many of Mama Z's recipes.
Yes, signed copy. Mm-hmm. She prayed over everything she put in that thing, by
you know,
the way.
We yes. glossed over that a minute. But I was listening to Pearl's book club episode on the way here, and Danny mentioned anxiety in that.
Yeah.
Well, guess what Sabrina put in Danny's bag? An anxiety blend.
And I didn't, I hadn't
right? And she
to it
said,
yet.
No, we didn't, you know, that was before. And but, you know, this is what the research has shown. Because
yeah.
research has shown that when you inhale certain citrus essential yeah. oils, it produces a neurotransmitter known as GABA that could reduce
yep.
anxiety.
GABA.
We're talking, if you smell bergamot, you could stop an anxiety attack. And it's, and I used to have panic and anxiety attacks.
Did you?
Oh, yeah. And so that was before I met the Lord.
Yeah.
And so, but I'm still somewhat prone to that
yeah.
when I get into maybe a bad rut, right? Yeah. Or stress, anxiety. I have anchors like lime, bergamot, neroli. Going back to your forest bathing, yeah. try if you can frankincense, lime, and bergamot. That's a wonderful
together?
Blend. Or, ooh, my favorite, Douglas fir and orange.
Ooh.
Ooh, because Douglas fir is very citrusy, but that brings outside in. And if you really, if you go on a splurge, you get neroli, that's orange blossom, oh. that's heaven on earth. So there's a lot of fun little
and,
things
and if you,
you
didn't
do.
Hear last week, the reason we're going to do this is because, you know, they've done tests that just 2 hours outside, seeing the sights, smelling these things from the earth can ignite, raise your killer cells that fight off disease. And that raise lasts 2 months, guys. Well, they did studies that show bringing
30
it in.
30 days,
yeah,
I thought.
Was it 2 months?
30 days.
Well, I was just doing some
natural killer cell cancer fighting immune yeah. boosting.
Yeah. They found, they also found to a lesser extent, but still, it was still significant doing the same thing, bringing those essential oils from the earth into your home mm-hmm. raises your killer
well,
cells.
You're kind of mimicking the environment. Because it's the VOCs, those volatile oils coming from nature, and you're bringing that into your indoor environment. So it is, in essence, not as potent, but it is forest bathing still. But
yes.
essential oils allows us to do that
okay,
indoors.
Okay, so I want to just get some of these beautiful gifts from the bag. And these are the recipes in your book that you've made, Mama Z, for us. So this one is immune-boosting hand sanitizer. And so how does it boost your immune system? It's in a little spray.
So we have our immune boosting blend, which is that equal portions of cinnamon, clove, eucalyptus, lemon, orange, and rosemary essential oils. And then we used an organic grain alcohol. And so we're not going to do an over sanitization of anything. We're going to use just what we need of
right.
the good stuff. And we're going to make sure that we put it all over our hands. But also I double that in the car as a spritzer. You know, yes, we spritz the kids' hands, but I'll spritz things down in the car. You know, when they get back in the car, I kind of spritz, you know, them as well. So it also works in the room as well.
Mm. Hey, you're listening to The Party with Serene and Pearl, and I'm Pearl, and who are you?
Serene.
This is The Party with Serene and Pearl. Get it right. It's P-O-D-D-Y.
I'm just breathing this easy breathing blend.
Well, you can, you know what we have? I call it, I'll take credit for this recipe.
Okay.
I don't have a lot of unique ones. This is my brainchild because I got sick. I got pneumonia a few years ago. We had black mold in
yes,
the home.
We both
and a friend
did.
Of mine, going back to your high doses of vitamin C,
yeah.
my friend recommended high doses of vitamin C. I'm like, well, what else can I do? I stumbled upon this immune boosting blend, which has been shown to kill the flu virus. Because it's rich in antioxidants, eugenol, which kills bacteria,
yep.
fungi.
Yeah.
And so I combined one or two drops of that immune boosting blend with a teaspoon of, I like Manuka honey.
Yeah,
I like
I
a tablespoon
like
of almond butter,
yes.
a little bit of Himalayan salt, and yum.
Yum.
Okay, and, so tell me that whole thing.
Yeah,
I'm going
oh, that's
home
called
to do
Dr.
It.
Z's Healthy Immune Boosting Snack.
Okay.
It's in the book. I take credit for it. It's the only
okay,
recipe
so
I have.
So just have to look in the book. And these ladies got to get the book. And
it's the only food.
Get,
no,
they
but
are
it's,
gonna get
it's one or two drops of the immune boosting okay. blend. Mama Z just shared, but we add about a teaspoon of honey, a tablespoon of nut butter, a little bit of salt, and oh, pumpkin pie spice.
Oh,
and you
yum.
Get
yes,
good
you can totally use your mineral salt
cinnamon.
In it.
It's yum. And the kids call it
your
healthy
kids
butter.
Kids could like, yeah.
Oh, they love it.
And
that's
it's immune
healthy butter.
Boosting. We should
and
all
so
be on
one
it.
One thing you taught us in the first original party with you guys 3 years ago was that you always, if you want to take these internally, you always want to mix them with a fatty substance. So the peanut butter, you're obviously mixing those two drops with the peanut butter. Yeah,
or and almond butter or
coconut
or nut
oil
butter.
In there.
Yeah.
That is the safest way to ingest oils, or a drop of lime in your guacamole, or a drop of orange in your Orange Julius. Oh, I have my little citrus coolers that I love. See, that's what we're trying to teach is how to enjoy, because people don't realize, but any flavor, you know, y'all know, hey, you know better than anybody, what's flavoring in food, right? Now, what is, are natural flavorings?
It is from oils, yes. Oils.
So people don't realize they're ingesting essential oils all day long.
Yeah.
I'm just looking at, this is called Immortal Energy Inhaler.
Ooh.
Oh, Immortal.
Which one is that from? Yours?
I got that. You didn't.
Whoa.
You're not having it either because you can sniff it. I'll carry it in my bag.
I got something blessed and prayed over that you don't promise.
This is good to carry in your purse, right?
It is. It is.
And so you, it's in this little thing that you bought and you just sniff it.
So this is, if you open that up, it's actually a cotton wick. And then there's a glass tube, and it's so easy. It's a personal diffuser. So just think of it like you don't have to share it with anybody else physically because it's not in your space. You really have to, you know, inhale it in.
Oh, Leslie,
but the nice thing is I found...
Aren't you going to sniff me too?
It's like, so easy because you just put the drops of essential oils in the tube. You put the cotton wick in, put it on, and it's done. It takes a minute to do it.
Who would have thought that?
Oh, I wouldn't have dreamt that. To do that. I feel like one of those old French guys with the powdered hair and I'm getting my snuff out of my pocket and giving the big...
You could go online, aromatherapy inhaler. And the nice thing is, whether you're on an airplane or whether you're on the subway.
Or your child's fluffing or tooting in the car.
Right? Yeah. And that's personal. Yeah, exactly. Don't get me started. We have sneaky
voices. Said we use that immune boosting blend in the car? Well, sometimes it's for other purposes.
Yes.
But that's so nice that you could be driving and just smell. And you know what? If you need, I got to say, there's nothing like praying and meditating and just relaxing. And sometimes it's hard to focus on just one thing. Well, if you close your eyes and focus on your inhaling and smell, that stops everything. That's forest bathing right there too, right? It's just all these little fun little things we do that God gave us, which Adam and Eve, they enjoyed the beautiful aroma in the garden. We got to
Can I sniff this too much? Could I overdo it or could I just keep sniffing for as long as I want to?
Could she get high?
I'm joking. I found, because we have our two favorites in the car. And so mine is that get up and go and then that anxiety inhaler because it's like really happy. And I find even though it's his and hers, but there's this times when you just want to just sit there and smell it. Mm. And I remember being pregnant and just smelling the lemon essential oil, just to calm the nausea. And that was it for me. That was what I needed at that time. And, I really feel when you make your own personal diffusers, start with the list that we have here. But because we give a variety of other oils, there might be some other oils either that you don't have one of them on the blend or that you want to, add to your repertoire of your blend because your blend might be whatever you're going through right now.
And if you're diluting it to the proper amount, you're not worrying about adding a carrier to a sniffing diffuser, right?
No, there's no carrier to it.
Because the way it comes out just through a natural sniff and because it's absorbed into the wick, it's just probably like smelling a flower all day. It can't be toxic. That's what Pearl's asking. Can I overdo this wonderful...
I was enjoying it so much. But you know what? Now my body told me to stop. I feel like... And now I listen.
We gotta be just listen
but my
to
body hasn't told me that. Give me a sniff of your thing again. Throw it over here.
That's what we do in the book. So in the book, we have our sensual blend. We have our hypertension blend. We have our diabetes blend. So we show you how to make the blends, which are the basic essential oils. And then it's okay, you have this base blend, immunity blend. Now add to your inhaler, add to your spritzer, add to your diffuser. So once, here's the blessing, y'all. Whether you make the blends in our book or you buy the blends at your favorite supplier, once you have the blend, the sky's the limit in making your own sprays, your spritzers, your inhalers, your diffusers, your body care. And that's just the basis for everything. Yeah. So easy to do.
Well, this one is... this one's very, I think, great for mothers, but people too. Bye Bye Allergy Blend.
Well, that's fantastic.
So is that for allergies, like maybe in the springtime, or is that to help with foods or what?
You know, even now with like, you know, the ragweed and the other things that are, you know, right now, using that lemon, lavender, and peppermint together is a powerful tool. And, you know, you can always throw a fourth one in there, some tea tree, if you need that plus D.
Yeah.
And that really helps because, you know, it's no fun when your body reacts outside and then you can't enjoy all of that nature bathing, you know, outside. So having something like that really just to clear the air is important.
Well, tell me about this triple threat infection fighting roll-on that I was prayed and blessed over, Pearl. Did you get that?
No, I haven't seen that one yet.
Well, so we've got our recipe for the blend, which I'm going to have Eric talk about that.
It's oregano, thyme, lemongrass, and another oil that escapes me. But triple threat meaning are the oils that are, you know, oregano oil is more potent than most antibiotics, right?
Yes.
We know that lime or thyme and lemongrass literally kills MRSA, antibiotic resistant bacteria, right? So you have these super drugs, these super viruses, these super bacteria, super fungi. How many women deal with vaginal infections and they get on an antifungal, it causes a UTI, then they take an antibacterial and they're back
cycle.
On, right? Well, oils have been shown to stop that in its tracks. So what this blend is, it's not one of those you're going to put on before a hot date with your hubby, but it's one of those
where
if you want to fight an infection,
I could fight my husband off too, eh?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
No, but this is really good. Powerhouse
now,
oils.
Now, do I have to for these things, for blends that people will make from your recipes or for that you've given me here, these little roll-ons, do I have to like hit it like a pack of cigs?
No.
Like to
So all we do is we put, so there was 12 drops of the essential oil of the blend in there.
She was mixing it.
And then all I do is fill it up with the carrier.
Yes.
And then shake it before.
So just a little shake before just every application.
It stays homogenous. I haven't had any issues. Like once I make it and shake it originally, no problems after that.
Okay, great.
I have a question. I just tapped Phil. I was like, Phil, can I ask a question, please? Okay, actually, I've got a co-producer, Leslie Moment, and then I've got a question. Co-producer Leslie Moment is our wonderful admin, Esther, actually told us that episode 63 and 64 was when we first had Dr. Z and Mama Z. So if anyone wants to go back, rather than scrolling and getting lost, it's episode 63 and 64. I think when you were last here, I was like so inspired, and I like had you had given us things again, and I had some oils from this time, and then I had this. Like as a rookie, because I feel like everyone in this room is sort of like pros here, and you understand the carriers and the drops. Because now I'm all motivated again, and I'm like, I'm going to go home, I'm going to do everything that I can, and I just don't want to, I want to start baby steps.
Yeah, I think it's really important, like, you know, we like to kind of set the stage for the day with the diffuser. And yes, and we use the different products, but we don't really revisit that diffuse, like that's like on our main level. And then we go back to at night when we set up the diffusers so that it's not like different scents going on everywhere. It all kind of goes together. And we change those things out regularly so that our bodies don't get too used to it, just like we don't go to the gym and do the same exercises all the time. And so as you have needs come up, whether it's, you know, we need hand soap in the bathroom, or, you know, I'm going through this, you know, I'm going to add some Joyful to my, you know, body wash in the shower. Then if you focus on that kind of stuff, and as you need, you use, and then instead of just, you know, all these things sound great, let's make everything.
I know.
And
well, we don't want a sensory overload, which is what you're saying. And that's what happens to me when I walk down the cleaning aisle at a big box store.
Right. Yeah.
So think about replacing what you have, body care, cleaning products, aerosols, poo-poo spray, right? Think of the smells that you're surrounded by. Well, a good starting point would be take out that and put in something natural. So you're already being exposed to those synthetic, or some people, they're already being exposed to those fragrances all day long anyway.
Right.
So what we're doing is we're just taking out, and that's a good place to start. So you're not getting any more overload than what you are getting now, right? Whether it's a candle, well, if you only use candles at night, well, maybe that's when you put on your lavender diffuser at night. So that's where you start, is replacing what you have. And then it's like, okay, now I want to fight candida, or now you go to the book and you're like, you know, let's tackle hypertension. And now we start using oils like medicine. But you make a good point though. There are max oral dosing. There's max dermal dosing. And I talk about that because you can take too much of anything. Like who can eat 9 apples? You're going to get sick, right? Same thing. You got to take your prescription according to what the doctor pharmacist says. So the thing that we teach people is how to use essential oils like drugs, which by the way, we kind of glossed. I should have shared this last episode. We have a drug interaction chart. The only thing in the world, I will say, I'll confess, this is way outside of my league. This is metabolic pathway, knowing how drugs are metabolized. I hired a professional researcher, an expert to help me put together this chart. We did. And so any oil that you're interested in using, make sure you check the drug interaction chart if you are on a pharmaceutical.
That's good.
Because people need safety.
Well, because some essential oils, I don't know, I'm just guessing, would they be at a lower blood sugar?
Yes.
Of course, yeah.
Okay, because I know herbs eternally can.
Yes.
And so then you're on a blood sugar lowering pharmaceutical, and then it will doubly lower, probably 2 days.
And that clove, that's the danger with clove, because clove can interact with warfarin, which is a blood thinner, and you can internally hemorrhage. So people having their immune boosting blend and they're ingesting that, but they're also on blood thinners, that's a recipe for disaster. And people don't talk about that. That's not in your pamphlet or your leaflet when you buy the oil.
Right.
So that's where we're helping people. Like if you're going to treat these things like drugs, you got to act like they're drugs.
Yeah.
And we give you all the tips.
I love that. And I'm just going back to this triple threat infection fighting roll on. Where would I put that? Like, you know, if it's easy breathing, I'm thinking rub it on my chest, you know, on my throat, behind my, you know, upper shoulders, where maybe the back of my lungs kind of getting in that area. But where would I put triple threat infection fighting roll on? Like I'd put it on my wrist so just while I was here, but that's like as a perfume. It's not.
You know, let's say you're trying to battle an infection of some sort. The one of the best places is actually the abdomen.
Right. I remember that from your first.
Yeah, book. Because it's a safe place. The skin is thicker, more, you know, not as porous as some of the underarm, more sensitive areas, but the body will absorb a lot of the oils. You could put them on the bottoms of your feet if you want. That's not actually a bad place for the babies because babies' skin are like sponges.
But man, I mean, we spend a lot of time in the garden barefoot. So there's some feet that I've seen that
oils
might not be able to penetrate
and
that,
getting through those calluses.
So maybe on the top of the feet would be a better plan. But like even like, especially as a mama, you know, like when I'm, you know, nursing and I'm going to use some of that like basil or fennel, you know, under the armpit. Another place is kind of like inner thighs. So any of the like sensitive areas are going to be sensitive, you know, to pick up and absorb those essential
oils.
For
new peeps in the room, basil and fennel are incredible galactagogue essential oils, meaning they promote milk flow. I'm talking powerful. It was a powerful experience for me. Powerful.
And telomeres. We talked about that. Basil's the other one.
Yeah.
It's basil, rosemary, and what was the other one? Clove. Those are the telomere length, increasing longevity, that part of the DNA which predicts whether or not you're going to live older or younger.
I got from what they were saying, what Leslie asked, that, you know, you replace if you're using toxins and you replace it with the essential oil blends you've got here in your recipes, and then for certain needs that arise, then you slowly start to do them. Because, well, no, I want to talk about my need.
And then after you, my need.
But that one that I was just doing before, the sniffer, which one was that? And I
Immortal?
Yeah, energy.
Yeah.
Because, you know, stress depletes your energy. Yeah. And I'm going to start taking that to our exec meetings, John. Because, you know, the stress of all of it.
Of our, ships.
The shipping department.
In the cargo stuff.
We can't get moringa and I'm just going to sniff it.
Calm and focused blend.
Oh, well, I need
put
that.
Put the diffuser there in the middle.
That's when I'm writing books, I think.
You put a diffuser in the middle for all of them.
So yeah,
so
then
not
it
only
calms
you
some
that's
of them,
getting calmed
focuses
down.
Some of the other, you know, and then balances them out.
Hey.
Hold on. You've actually got one called... And that's in the gift bag to one trim healthy mama who's going to win this. You've actually got one called Forest Bathing Inhaler. I've got to smell it. This
is it. And John has that one too. And wouldn't you know, he's our forest bather extraordinaire.
Yes,
right?
He is.
Got told to start red. Can I go about my need real quick?
Yes. Oh, hold on. I can't do this. I was about to open the Trim Healthy Mama's Forest
Bathing
Inhaler.
No, you can't do
inhaler.
That, naughty big sister.
Can't. Put it back.
Okay, I see this thing. I don't think it's a recipe in the book, but I see this heavy duty cleaner.
Yes. So the heavy duty cleaner is on our website.
Say your website.
It's naturallivingfamily.com. And one of the things I do, so I put it in a spray bottle for you, but what I do is I take a quart jar, because we do tons of canning. Everybody's got lots of quart jars. So I take and I cut up an organic t-shirt and make my own wipes with it.
Yes.
And then I use that all over the place and then just throw them in the wash. That way I just am recycling.
You use it. Like you don't mix it with water. It's just straight. Like just this, like this that recipe there.
Yeah. Yep. And I let it soak it up. And then, so basically I have one that's already empty.
Can you use it on a food surface?
Absolutely.
See, that's so precious. But my need is this. We have this large home, and it's been a very moist summer. A lot of rain this summer, won't you think, for Tennessee? And our door is constantly open. And being a big home, I don't think the air con could deal with the front door constantly open for just the amount of people coming and going, big amount of, you know, children running in and out. We had some kind of mold growing up our walls. It's not black. It's almost sage green. And I'm like, but my husband wants to Clorox everything. And I'm like, yeah. Ooh,
and that will actually it will kill off for a little bit, but then you have to try to keep up with it because we came from a black mold home.
Okay.
And we were at the point where, I mean, we didn't own the home at that time, and we were doing that just to maintain it, and it was continuing to grow and grow.
Okay.
And so, you know, utilizing essential oils is one thing, but even like ozone helps with some of that kind of stuff because that's going to be able to help kill off of that. But we found that.
What oil would you use?
Yeah, that's my need.
Tea tree?
To know what oil.
And oregano.
Yep.
Tea tree and oregano. And then you've got your clove and stuff in there that you can mix.
Just make a spritzer and spray down the walls.
Well, you know, I'll tell you, we had a terrible flood. And it was not good. And we ended up using the immune boosting blend as well, just to help, because, you know, we want to do everything non-toxic.
Yeah.
And so we had to have certain parts of our house renovated because of that. And that was one of the things, even in our home now.
Well, why don't we give them the recipe from the book? It's the Tea Tree Citrus Bathroom Cleaner. It's just 2 tablespoons of Dr. Bronner's Pure Castile soap, 2 tablespoons baking soda, 25 drops of tea tree, 30 drops of orange or lemon, and 2 cups of water. And that's a spray. That's a really
you can spray you down any moldy fungi-ish.
Yep. Or you can use that cleaner on it as well.
The heavy duty one.
Yes, you have a couple of options. And that's why I like using those a t-shirt, or you could use, you know, white washcloths or whatever as well. But then having your own you'll literally smell it. You're gonna go, I love this, because even my handyman comes over and goes, oh, we're gonna use the heavy duty.
And you don't need to
today.
Use those rubber gloves up to your elbows to clean. Yes. You know, when's the last time you're actually happy when you clean? Right?
Could this? Can I use this on my shower walls?
Yes.
Yeah, that's
the soap scum.
Yeah.
Well, can I ask something? What is it? Because I do put bleach in my toilets. Is what else? Every time I say the word bleach, you cringe, right, Dr. Z? You don't like
it's
the
a
bleach.
Neurotoxin. I mean, and once you get away from, like, if I'm around, I've been away from it for so long, it instantly will give me a headache. It makes me nauseous. I can't handle
it. So what should I put in my toilet? Because you need something. Well, that's diluted.
My husband's about to Clorox my house. What
I mean, do we need to
even like that? That heavy duty cleaner.
That goes back to what we kind of glossed over in the first episode. Is, you know, research has shown that the more sanitized a country, the higher rates of Alzheimer's. So research, like an Oxford University journal evaluated 192 countries, and they found that the more sanitized countries, aka any country that cleans with all these antibacterial products, have higher rates of Alzheimer's. The reason researchers said was because of brain inflammation, because of the lack of bacteria. So it's I have a friend, a blogger, Jill Winger from the Prairie Homestead. Mm-hmm. Wonderful gal, lives in the middle of Wyoming, and cattle, kids, barbed wire stuff, blood, yuck, right? Think of all the things. They don't even have, you know, because they slaughter their animals. They actually have, they harvest all kinds of different things. But they don't even have bleach. And I remember interviewing Jill for a health summit that I hosted. And she's like, we don't need things that clean, right? We do things just clean enough. So it's just maybe a different mindset where I don't feel I need to bleach my toilet. You clean it with, and you know what's cool? Wisdom of God again. I love it. These essential oils have what's known as cell selectivity. they leave healthy bacteria alone and they only kill the pathogenic ones.
Wow.
That's from the research. Literally, it's called cell selectivity. So unlike an antibiotic.
How smart are the things?
The Lord, right? And, yeah, and you know, the thing is, the Bible says the wisdom of man is foolishness to God. So when men, women came up with antivirals, antifungals, antibacterials, they kill everything. Well, these essential oils, no.
Right.
And even, by the way, preliminary research suggests the same thing with cancer. I talk a little bit about that in the book too.
Yeah.
These essential oils target cancer cells, leaving healthy cells alone. Like, wow, that's profound. Thanks. So anyway, I don't know.
And my aunt always said, you know, if you want to increase your immune system, you know, eat a tablespoon of dirt. And, you know, like, in, you know, our family's farm, you know, like, I don't know how many times we played in the sandbox and we probably ate all kinds of things we probably weren't. But, you know, we had such a strong, robust immune system.
Oh, yeah. Hey, you're listening to The Party with Serene and Pearl, and I'm Pearl, and who are you?
Serene.
This is The Party with Serene and Pearl. Get it right. It's P-O-D-D-Y.
John here. I wanted to kind of tack on to Serene's question because we glossed over it, but I'd love your feedback on this because I have found, let's go back to tea tree oil.
Yeah.
There's a fine line between what people call mold, moss, algae, especially stuff outside near doors and windows and stuff like that. And I've always used tea tree, like just tea tree oil and water knocks all of that back. And unlike the bleach thing, which you'll have to keep fighting, it's like tea tree oil, in my experience, like stops greenish things from existing. I even use a few drops of tea tree oil in water that I'm storing long-term in glass jars because it will not, I mean, if you've got good, clean distilled water in glass, you put a drop or two of tea tree oil in there, there's nothing can grow. So has that been your experience as well? Like with tea tree?
Oh yeah, it's wonderful.
Being a good kind of an anti-mold fungus, moss.
Yeah, you also bring a good point though. Yeah. It's like not, and I'm not discounting the fact that we have cell phone walls. That's not good, but it's good to go breathe that too. Yeah. It's good outside, like in its natural state, right? Mm-hmm. Like it's rained so much here lately. You could smell the mold. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's very apparent, but it also helps her. It's, you know what that is? It's like an immune boosting shot. That's the God's version of the little V, right?
Right,
I mean,
right.
You go outside and you get little micro doses of fungi, bacteria and viruses.
Yeah. And I just think tea tree oil is wonderful. One of those great utility things. Like I'm looking outside of a window and anybody that's got any sort of decking outside wood, you can see along the bottom, there's a little bit of green there. Well, you might not necessarily want that. And over time, that's going to hurt that wood. So tea tree, just spraying water with, you know, several drops of tea tree, depending on how strong you want it, will knock that back, won't hurt the wood.
And won't hurt the environment. You know what? I started feeling guilty. You know, by the way, if you garden fire ants, it's a lot, but you get a bot and give your own recipe.
So,
but you don't have to worry about, like, I used to feel guilty for chemicals before God convicted me. I'm like, Lord, what else do I use? I need to do something. I got to kill this wasp nest that's stinging me and the kids or whatever it might be. And I would use chemicals and the Holy Spirit I felt was aching at my soul. Like, you're hurting God's creation. There's got to be a better way. And that's really where it all comes full circle. But you have a great fire ant recipe.
Yeah,
too.
On our website you can look up the fire ant recipe, but it's all kinds of delimonene because that like takes apart their wing structure, and then you mix it with a natural dish soap and then water. So then when you pour that when we moved into our home, there was a beautiful herb garden that nobody used because I was like, oh, this is so pretty. I sat there and then I got the first bite and then the second bite. And then you're like, oh my gosh, this is like, oh no. And so I had to, it's the only time I've ever had to treat an area three times. Usually I'll treat it once and then they'll move to another side and then you treat it again and then they're gone. And I had to treat it three times, but it works. And any kind
What's that called on your site?
It's
you can just go.
It's
yeah.
like I think it's like is it
just type up ant ant yeah.
and it will come in the yeah. search.
And we just said de-element for new peeps in the room. So which particular essential oils?
So that's going to be all your different citrus oils. Yes. And at the time, because it does require a lot of oils, I remember I had tried a variety. Like I even had to dip into the key lime and the, you know, the lemon and all of the different ones. But you can, and because citrus oils are very cost effective, it's really, really easy to do this recipe. And I even remember being gone and having had, you know, bags of mulch and they had the ants in them. And my my yard person had come over to spread it and then they got ants all over them.
Yeah.
And then they had to do the recipe. So I had to just, you know, help them do it. And they said, oh my gosh, I didn't know that that did that. That's so easy.
Hey, well, before we go, because we're already 40 minutes in, we were going to do a 25 minute potty. But what about this? Maybe you don't know, but it's a long shot. We are plagued with a pantry moth. Oh my goodness, this pantry moth in my pantry. We've done all the things and put it all, yeah, it all the stuff out. Yeah, it came from Walmart rice. Yeah, it came from Walmart rice. And, you know, maybe... You've never been plagued with a pantry moth.
So my mom was known as the herb lady, and she has this herbal mothless blend, which uses cedar chips and lavender, fresh lavender and lavender essential oils. And there's a few other things that she uses in there, but you know, just like we, cedar closets help with, you know, with bugs and moths.
Yes,
and
that's true.
It really helps. And so you basically put these type of things in it. And some chamomile in a tea bag.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
And then you hang that in the pantry. But like finding, obviously it originated with that. Okay, yeah. Well, now that they're like on the top of the pantry, having their little areas that they're doing, I try to use that same cleaner on all the four corners because they usually tend to go like where the creases and the cracks are because then that's where they can make their little.
They love to go into the food though. Somehow, you know, you get bags and you didn't quite shut them properly. They'll go in there and make little webs. They're really weird things.
Oh, yeah. It's crazy.
But yeah,
you could totally do a spritzer, but the nice thing about like using that cleaner or having something that has the essential oils in it and has cedar chips and that kind of thing is that you're going to get the long-term effect of it because they really don't like that.
None of the insects like citrus oils, do they? They don't like citrus oils.
No, and on our website we also have a floor cleaner that we make with a lot of different things because when we moved here from Michigan, moving to a warm weather climate, we noticed that there was a lot bigger bugs, but then you know especially in the summer, you know, and doing organic gardening, even having a lot of rosemary and other things, you know, the state bird is like the mosquito, you know, and so you have to adjust accordingly.
And then you go to Hawaii and then you go down to Australia and the bugs get even bigger.
The cockroaches are the size of birds.
That's
where you want peppermint and that'll help with energy too,
because imagine
a lot of good things with menthol,
teeny insect. We know if we put peppermint, even undiluted or diluted, I mean, it is like
stingy. It's stingy.
Can you imagine being like this much smaller? Like they burn alive, you know? So when I spray, one of those palmetto bug or cockroach things with peppermint or with an immune boosting blend, they do not like it at all. That is not their favorite thing.
Flies? What about flies? All of that?
All of that. That works.
At least we're getting past the summer.
Well, hey, we have to go now.
Mice?
Oh, well, yeah. You put peppermint on cotton balls.
Yeah.
You put them around. Like, really? Oh, yeah. Peppermint will be your best friend. Peppermint, citronella, and lime.
I used to take peppermint
mice. Try it.
On a cotton circle and like just rub it around the door frames. Neat.
Well, good, mate. We're gonna have to do it, and we'll have you back next time.
What
you
about
have
this your giveaway? Next, how are we organizing book? This giveaway?
Oh, we're gonna stay tuned to our socials because someone is gonna win this most awesome giveaway.
Yeah,
and it's hand embroidered. It says Trim Healthy Mama on it.
Dude. Ah.
One more time for your website and all your social. And the name of the book is The Essential Oils Apothecary. That's where all books are sold.
Yep. So naturallivingfamily.com. And for the book and book bonuses, you can go to eoapothecary.com.
Well, talk about the gift. It's a huge gift.
Yes. So the gift has an autographed book. It has a body cream, some healthy hand sanitizer, roll-ons, personal diffuser, and also some of those blends that we were mentioning.
Yes. And then the book has 150 recipes in it.
Yes.
For things from insomnia, libido, fibromyalgia, COPD, anxiety, depression, diabetes, dementia, and more.
And before we go, remember there was also something that our listeners were going to get when they went to EO.
Oh, your video, 6 hours of video footage.
Yes. On eoapothecary.com, we have all of our book bonuses on there. Okay. And it has hours and hours of DIY, us in the kitchen talking about things and going through how to do some of our very favorite recipes that are associated with this book.
Okay. Mm.
Love it.
Sorry, Leslie's saying Facebook. Go like their Facebook. What is your Facebook? Natural Living Family. Yeah, and Insta and all that. And we'll keep in touch with our friends. See ya. Trim off in mama my way. And then I'll be trim off in mama.